Hi everyone, Lily Cardonian here. Welcome back to my podcast a year and a half later. Where have I been? I have a lot of explaining to do. I know initially what happened was somehow my podcast got hacked. I didn't even know that was a possibility, but I use an app to record all of my podcasts and it was hacked. The backup email was changed. I was not able to get it back. Just back and forth so much with the company. And then when I finally got it back, all the pre-recordings I had done were messed with and the editing was lost. It was just so discouraging that by the time I had the account back, by the time I had to re-edit everything, I got really discouraged. During this time, I also ended up moving into a new home. As most of you already know, my little one grew up and became very active. Work got really busy, but enough with excuses. I'm just excited to be back. I have been wanting to do this month after month, and I keep finding excuses. And to be honest with you, recently I was listening to a podcast from Jay Shetty, and he was like, if you've been planning on doing something, the secret is just do it. And I listened to that. I was like, I know, right? Just do it. Why am I like prolonging it? And what am I thinking about it so much? And it kind of inspired me today to pick up where I left off. And let's get the wheels rolling again. And let's get this podcast started. There's so many of you who constantly DM me asking what happened to the podcast. And I wanted to make sure that when I come back, I am in a good place mentally. I am ready for it. I'm not going to lag again after a post. I do have all my pre-recordings, which I will share with you guys week after week. This podcast will be live every single week with something new. I am so excited for you guys to listen to it all. How have you all been? I've been doing great. I am busy with work. As most of you already know, I am getting ready for the launch of my skincare, which is a sister company to my cosmetics line called LC Cosmetics. For those of you who don't already know, I've been working on the skincare for about 3 years now, if not more. And after a lot of hurdles, I'm getting ready for the launch, but I am so, so excited. It's like birthing a new baby. So I can't wait for you guys to try it. Besides that, I have just been really focusing on myself, and I want to share with you guys what changes I've been making in my life physically, mentally, because I do feel like I am in a better place. Not that I was ever in a bad place. I'm generally a very motivated, positive, optimistic person, but of course, you know, it's so hard to always stay on that page, and there's just little things that I've been doing that have really changed my life that I wanted to share with you. And if you've been following me on social media, you already know about this a little bit. One of the key things and changes that I've made in my life is sleeping earlier. I know that that sounds crazy to some, but because I have a toddler that doesn't sleep well every night and I have to wake up early every morning. I mean, 6 a.m. may not seem early for most of you, but I have to wake up at 6 a.m. and prep lunch for two of my girls, prep them breakfast, take them to school, and while I have a toddler. So it becomes a little dramatic in the morning. And if I am prepped the night before, it makes all the difference. And if I've had enough sleep the night before, it makes all the difference. Even my husband knows that I've been a nicer person, because when I do not get enough sleep, I'm just angry, and it's for no reason. And maybe it's because I'm a Cancer and I have mood swings, but I need my sleep in order to be able to function. And I'm going to assume that's the majority of humanity, and unless those of you who meditate are able to detach. But I have a hard time functioning the next day, so I've made it a habit to go to bed at 9 p.m. And yes, that is early. I'm not necessarily sleeping by 9 p.m., but I am in bed after I put my kids to sleep. I am in bed at 9 p.m. And what I will do is I'll pick up my phone and I'll catch up from my day. And those of you who are moms probably already know it's hard to do that throughout the day with kids. So I just catch up on my day, like any texts I've missed out. You just browse really quickly on Instagram or social media or any of my channels. But I don't really consume myself on social media. I'm finding inspiration, to be honest with you. Like I'm on Pinterest and YouTube and all these things and Instagram, like just watching, learning, and I'll give myself about 30 minutes there. I will pick up my book, whatever inspirational book I found that month. I will share, I get a lot of questions on the books I read, but I will share it at a different podcast. But I'll pick up a book that's on my nightstand, and I will try to at least read one chapter a night. And that's the last thing I will do before I shut off my mind. I don't go to sleep with other thoughts beyond what I just read, which is normally a motivational book. So I will read about, 30 minutes, or if I can stay awake a little bit longer, but I want to be asleep by like 10:30 the latest, and that way I've had my full 8 hours of sleep. And once I've had my 8 hours of sleep, if my son interrupts my sleep at night, it's okay, because then I'm not lacking so much sleep. Anyway, so that's one really big change. Another big change is that I've picked up the habit of working out again. I've worked out and started and stopped so many times throughout the years. And, sometimes I'm disappointed that I've stopped so many times, but at the same time, I pat myself on the back for trying again and again and again. So no matter how many times you've stopped, as long as you're trying to get back on it, I think that, you should give yourself credit there. But I've been pretty consistent, I want to say, as of October of last year. I started my workouts with Pilates. It was a newfound love for working out. I was kind of bored at the gym. I did gym on and off with a trainer for a few years, and having a trainer was an amazing thing, but just the gym environment was... I think it took too much out of my day, because sometimes the machine is being used or whatever the case is. And I'm every minute of my day is so valuable, because I have a business to run. I have 3 kids at home. You guys know what it's like. My time is very valuable. So I don't want to waste time going somewhere far because I heard that gym is good. Just driving there, I'm wasting time. So find something close to your home. Any type of workout that is close to your home is already like such a big plus in making that change in your daily habit. Another thing is finding a workout that you enjoy. So I found Pilates that I enjoy, and it's 1 hour with a trainer, and I like having a trainer or even a class, because once you're there, you're motivated. It's just getting there. So that's why I say finding something that's close to your home is really important. So I've been training with a trainer in Pilates for a little over 8, almost 9 months now. I am obsessed with it. I do it twice a week. And then I recently, for the past few months, picked up on F45, which is HIIT functional training. I started doing cardio bar in between. Cardio bar is something that I've been doing on and off for probably 2 decades now. I love it. And if I used to dance. I used to be a dancer for 8 years. So it's just kind of like one of the things that I enjoy. So change it up. If working out gets boring to you and you absolutely hate it, change it up, because every time you change it up, it's like learning something new. It's not so mundane where you're repeating the same routine over and over again. So working out has made a huge difference in my life, because working out for me goes hand in hand with having a healthier lifestyle, mentally and physically as well. I try to eat as healthy as possible throughout the day. Am I great at it? No. Do I have a lot of work still? Yes. But every little change you do, you should be so proud of it. Sometimes I know that when we're sharing what we're eating or drinking, there's so many critics on social media. Well, that's just not the healthiest, but like, it is better than what I was doing. So if you are doing better than you were yesterday, then just you'll keep learning and you'll keep trying to do better. And then you'll make the changes that you need to, that you learn about. You will progress, but don't be afraid to make changes little by little. I think drastic changes are the hard ones. But if you're doing little steps here and there, that makes such a big difference. So for me, it's having a smoothie every day, whether you want to make that smoothie, whether you want to buy that smoothie, whatever works for you. Maybe prep your smoothie the night before. Sometimes I'll take all the fruits and seeds and whatever it is, I'll put it in a Ziploc bag, and then I'll just throw it in the blender with some coconut water the next day, or orange juice, whatever it is, your preference, and then take it to go, because I don't have time. Sometimes I'll do that for the kids as well. So find what works for you. Again, little things. If You don't have time for that. Literally just wash and cut your fruits, put it in a little baggie and take it to work with you. Like, just eat it there. It's the same thing. But it's just making little changes. And I kind of want to help inspire and encourage you to make these changes because it makes such a difference emotionally, mentally. Another thing I want to inspire you guys to do is pick up a book again. I know we are so consumed in social media. Some of us are following positive pages. Some of us are following pages for curiosity. And I want you to really analyze, who are you following and why are you following them? If someone is living a life that you want to live and you follow their page to be encouraged and inspired, then yes, 100%. But if you're following someone and you feel a little bit of jealousy, it makes you angry, it puts a dent in your day, why? Why are we doing this to ourselves? Just unfollow. It's nothing personal to anyone. I've unfollowed so many pages. To be honest with you, in all the years that I've had Instagram, I never really followed or unfollowed everyone. Like, whatever I did the first few years, I just let it go and it became like a makeup page. I was following a lot of makeup pages and then my life changed. I wasn't doing makeup anymore. So I just detached from accounts that just, you know, I either don't have a relationship with them anymore or I don't find inspiration from it anymore. And I'm sure people have done the same with me because I'm not posting as much beauty content as I was back then as I am now. And it's really nothing personal. I mean, really, what makes you happy? Just do what makes you happy. And if it's just a simple click of the unfollow button, then do it. Or, you know, I started to follow a lot of brands and pages that have nothing to do with the world that I'm in, nothing to do with beauty, fashion. It just, they inspire me regardless of the industry they're in. And now I'm happier when I scroll social media. Like, people say, stop scrolling. If you have the time, as long as it's not taken away from your work, your life, your kids. I mean, if you're just sitting there doing nothing and you're scrolling, it's okay to scroll. Like, I don't think that we should be like shamed for scrolling. As long as you're scrolling and finding inspiration and something makes you happy or something makes you laugh or you're entertained, just don't let it consume your life. And again, coming back to pick up a book, I mean, social media is fun, but find books and stories, whether it's fictional, non-fictional, and just detach. It's so healthy for your brain to detach from your daily routine. I mean, why do we read books when we go on vacations? Because it's like we're not in our daily routine. We're not waking up, going to school, going to work, drop. We use these books to detach. So give your mind a little vacation, an hour a day. And watch what it does you mentally. It puts you in a different state. Even the things that would normally bother you throughout the day don't bother you. I mean, I've been in so many situations, and we all have, and circumstances in our circle and our surroundings that like should affect you. But most of the time, these things affect me maybe like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And then it's out of my system and I mentally move on. These things do not consume me. The only things that now consume my mind are the things that I allow. And the last thing that I've been doing a lot of is listening to podcasts. And if you've been following me, I've been sharing a lot of the podcasts that I listen to on social media. There's several different types and variations of podcasts I listen to. Most of them inspirational, educational, something I can learn from as far as business goes. And I don't really, you know, sometimes I'll listen to music in the car, right? I just love blasting music and detaching and whatnot. But if I do have, you know, like 20 minutes to spare, I'll listen to the podcast because I'm the type of person, and most of us are that way, where if you want to constantly be motivated, you constantly have to teach yourself to be motivated, meaning you have to surround yourself by motivation. And sometimes that's not by people and it's just by habits and things you do. So I will listen to podcasts on my drive somewhere, especially if I have a long drive. I love listening to podcasts. Also, I will watch a lot of podcasts because they're all over YouTube and different classes. Most recently, I've been signed up to the masterclass, so I'm learning a lot from there. And people always ask me, like, don't you like watching TV? Like, don't you do Netflix, movies, shows? And of course I do. Like, I love watching No, I'm lying. I don't love watching TV. I like binge watching every so often. But I realize, like, when I'm binge watching, it goes back to sleeping late and not getting enough sleep. And then really, what did I gain out of it? Like, anything that I do in my day, I want to gain something out of it. As physically, mentally, emotionally, I want to gain something out of it. And for some people, watching the TV is just kind of turning off from the real world and being able to distract themselves that way. And, you know, whatever makes anybody happy, whatever works for anyone. For me, I'd rather turn my focus into something that I can gain value from. And for me, it's not TV. Again, do I like entertainment? Do I want to be able to binge watch once in a while, treat myself a movie? Yes, but podcasts, things that I can learn, things like this, actually, like I feel so good. I go to sleep thinking about all these things that I never thought of, and I'm learning all these things that I never knew existed in the world, and it's just so much more valuable to me than watching a TV show. And that's just me. So that's it. That's all the things that I've been doing. I'm sure there's plenty more that I'll remember and share with you guys. And no, I don't have it together all the time. Sometimes it may seem that way on social media. Like, how do you balance it all? Like, it's crazy. It's chaotic. But as long as you get the chance, or give yourself the chance to slow down throughout the day and just kind of focus on like the moment and where you are and what you're doing, and not be distracted, and just slow down that moment, whether it's for your kids, for your family, for your mind, whether you want to meditate, whether you want to work out, like just anything that makes you happy and calms you down. 1 hour a day, we deserve to give ourselves that. And I know, like I said, social media might seem all perfect. No one's life is all together. We all have problems. We all have issues. We all deal with them differently. And that's the most important part. How do you deal with it? Do you deal with it emotionally drained, or do you deal with it with a problem-solving attitude and mentality? I mean, there's just, I don't want to seem like a problem solver here in you know, like a psychologist. I have my own work to do along the way, but I just wanted to share with you guys what journey I've been on this past year, because on social media, we're just posting photos and we're showing these launches. This is what I'm working on. This is, you know, what I'm doing today. I went on this vacation. I wanted to be able to share with you guys what is going on in my life and connect with you on a deeper level, and hope to give you guys a glimpse of inspiration, even 1% of you, even just 1% of a glimpse, whatever that may be, then I'm happy. I didn't want to come back here and start sharing all these interviews with you without sharing with you guys where I've been, what I'm doing. But I am excited to show you guys where we're headed. So I'm glad to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed this little TED Talk. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear all the future podcasts. Please DM me, email me, comment, or just comment on this podcast and let me know what type of interviews you guys would like to hear, and I will do my best to cater to that. Thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you guys for hanging in there, and thank you guys for waiting for me. I love you. Talk to you soon.